You're listening to the Employment Rights Online podcast, where we discuss everything employment rights and the job. Hi there. The Employment Rights Online podcast is a podcast for employees and all types of workers. And if that's you, the information in our podcasts is written with your employment rights in mind. As usual, we welcome your comments and questions, and we would love it if you would like, share and subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a thing. This week, we bring you news that we're not sure was spoken about on television news channels, but nonetheless is really important. And that news is that the government lost a legal battle to replace striking workers with agency workers. So what's that all about? Well, on the 21st of July 2022, the government brought forward into law what was called the Conduct of Employment Agencies and Employment Businesses Regulations 2022, which in effect allowed businesses to replace striking workers, people like you, who are taking strike action, well, to replace you with agency workers to cover your jobs. The move was in response to industrial action that was taking place at the time by members of the RMT Rail Union, who, as you know, have been engaged in a long-running strike about pay and conditions. The new 2022 regulations, however, were extended and intended for use by all industries and businesses. Before the 2022 regulations, businesses were restricted from supplying temporary agency workers to carry out duties of employees who were taking part in strike action. Your employer was not able to just replace you if you went on strike as a way to undermine the strike and, in effect, force you back to work. So in came the 2022 legislation, which gave businesses impacted by strike action the freedom to tap into the services of agencies that could provide skilled staff at short notice to temporarily cover essential roles for the duration of any strike. Now, businesses still needed to comply with broader health and safety regulations that keep both employees and the public safe. Because, well, remember, the employer would in effect be providing services via people who would not really know or understand the employer's business. So under the new regulations, the employer still had a responsibility to hire cover workers with the necessary skills and/or qualifications to meet those health and safety obligations. The business secretary at the time, Kwasi Kwarteng, and we all know what happened to him, well, he said at the time, businesses exposed to disruption caused by strike action would be able to tap into skilled temporary workers to provide services that allow honest, hardworking people to get on with their lives. At the time, there seemed to be no recognition from Mr. Kwarteng that the strike environment we are in at the moment is a little bit more complex than that. For example, train drivers and nurses. Train drivers might be striking and, in the words of the business secretary, preventing hard-working nurses from getting on with their lives. Meanwhile, nurses are striking, and in striking, it may affect the healthcare of rail workers. So who are the honest, hard-working people Mr. Kwarteng was talking about? It was all very confusing. Well, of course, these changes were challenged on behalf of workers who did not want to lose their right to strike. The larger trade unions and the Trade Union Congress, or the TUC, as it's more commonly known, well, they went straight for a judicial review of the government's behaviour in bringing in the 2022 regulations and challenged that the regulations were illegal. The challenge also argued that the government had acted unfairly in taking away the rights of workers to withdraw their labour as part of strike action. Unions argued that the government had given a green light to employers who wanted to bring in agency workers to break strikes, and as a way of damaging the morale of staff who were reluctantly having to take strike action. The matter then went to court in May 2023. What followed was a hearing and an overturning of the 2022 regulations on the 13th of July 2023 at London's High Court. At the High Court, the judges upheld that legal challenge brought by 13 trade unions who successfully argued that the government's conduct in bringing the anti-strike legislation was breaching the rights of millions of workers like you by undermining your right to take lawful strike action, and also that the government did not take into consideration how the new regulations could worsen industrial disputes and endanger public safety. Mr. Justice Lyndon, in upholding the claims of the trade unions, said that the government had acted unfairly, unlawfully, and irrationally. Some pretty strong words. In the same ruling, the High Court criticised the past Business Secretary, Mr. Kwarteng, saying that Mr. Kwarteng showed little interest in consulting with workers or their representatives. Instead, the court said, Mr. Kwarteng was so committed to changing the regulations that he went against the advice given to him that the 2022 regulations would be of negligible short-term benefit and would probably be counterproductive. Mr. Kwarteng ignored all of these concerns. The court also went further in its criticism of the government's approach to the regulations, calling the approach, the way the government did this, calling that approach unfair as to be unlawful and indeed irrational. I mean, some pretty strong words. And if you can imagine your boss saying that about you, are you sure you'd still be in a job? I mean, of course, Mr. Kwarteng resigned at the time. But at the time when this went live, no such words of condemnation were uttered towards Mr. Kwarteng until, of course, we had that disastrous economic episode. One of the key responses to the court's damning findings came from a legal firm which said that the win for employees against the anti-strike legislation was a significant victory for those who challenged the government, adding that the judgment made it clear that the government ministers at the time, and Mr. Kwarteng in particular, had demonstrated a staggering disregard towards legal obligations for workers. Imagine. The judgment means that the conduct of Employment Agencies and Employment Businesses Regulations 2022, or what was commonly referred to as strike-breaking legislation, well, those regulations have now been quashed and must now be removed from the statute book, so they're no longer law. Judge Lyndon also warned the government that any attempt to change strike laws in the future would need to be subject to a rigorous consultation. Now, you would think the matter ended there. But just like any playground bully fight, the government came back again. And as if to strip workers of any joy you could have claimed from this really important win, because it is a really important win, well, the government was successful in pushing through its strikes bill, which, despite some strong opposition from the House of Lords, became law on the 20th of July 2023, so a week later. And what this piece of legislation, called the Strikes Minimum Service Levels Act 2023, what this piece of legislation says is that the government now have the power to introduce minimum levels of service during strikes across public sector services, including health, fire and rescue, education and transport. So in effect, the trains. the government has been slapped with a statutory duty to consult with services about what minimum levels of service should look like. So in a sense, that is supposed to be a balance to the government acting out of turn. So you can bet that if that consultation does not happen and minimum levels of service are imposed on workers who want to strike, the government could find itself back in courts again. And whilst we're waiting, the TUC has vowed to fight this new legislation to prevent the new law from damaging workers' rights to take strike action. As usual, here at Employment Rights Online, we will keep you updated about the progress of this issue via our regular weekly podcasts. And that's it for this week. Our takeaways for this week are that your right to strike for better pay and conditions received a major boost with the defeat of the Conduct of Employment Agencies and Employment Businesses Regulations 2022, preventing the government from replacing you with agency workers should you decide to take strike action. But that victory was undermined somewhat by the passage of the Strikes Minimum Service Level Act 2023, which will seek to set minimum levels of service across public sector organisations when public sector workers have decided to take strike action. And the effect of this means that the fight to protect your rights to take strike action is not over, and we will continue to keep you informed of any new developments. Remember, if you need help with any employment rights matter, you can find all your support links at the bottom of the show notes for this episode. And if you would like to book a consultation with us to look at bullying or abuse, which you may be suffering at work, or indeed any other employment rights concern which you may have, you can email us at employmentrightsonline@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can go directly to our consultations booking page using the consultations link, which is also in the show notes. Finally, remember you can help us by sharing our podcast information with your family, friends and colleagues, and by leaving us a review on iTunes or a rating on Spotify if you enjoy our podcasts. It really does help to keep our podcast visible. Until next week, have the best employment rights week that you can. Bye for now.